AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A deadly payday at a bank in Afghanistan. At least 30 people, soldiers and government workers, are dead in a suicide bombing amid a crowd gathered outside a bank in the eastern city of Jalalabad. More than 80 others were injured when a man on a motorcycle set off his explosives among those at the bank who were collecting their monthly wages. 11 people, including several jail prisoners and a county worker operating a front-end loader, have been hurt in an explosion of a gas line at a sheriff's department gun range in Fresno, California. Sheriff Margaret Mims.
We do not know what action caused the gas line to explode.
Witnesses say the explosion touched off flames at least 100 feet into the air. Three of the injured are in critical condition. President Obama demanding the Senate act on his nomination of Loretta Lynch to replace Eric Holder as Attorney General. He says she's been held in limbo because of politics.
There's no reason for it. Nobody can describe a reason for it beyond political gamesmanship in the Senate.
Some Republicans are opposed to her nomination because of her support for the president's immigration actions. President and Hillary Rodham Clinton catch heat at a GOP leadership meeting. Jerry Bodlander tells us more.
New Hampshire GOP activists were treated to plenty of jabs at the president and his former Secretary of State. Chris Christie called the president weak and feckless.
All he cares now is about his legacy and his library.
Marco Rubio referred to Clinton's reported plan to raise $2.5 billion for her presidential bid.
That's a lot of Chipotle, my friends.
And George Pataki zinged Clinton for not using a government server.
I don't have a server in the basement.
Clinton will be here in New Hampshire on Monday and Tuesday. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
This is AP Radio News. Verizon is easing up a bit on bundling its TV channels, Warren Levinson explains.
Verizon's Fios Custom TV is not the a la carte service a lot of television watchers have been clamoring for, but it's closer. Come Sunday, the company will offer a $55 a month TV package with 35 channels. It includes the network stations, AMC, CNN, the Food Network, and others. Add more channel packs, like sports channels, and you're up to $65 a month. The current basic TV package costs $75 a month, $95 after the first year. The cable companies are facing competition from companies like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and HBO that deliver their programs online. Warren Levinson, New York.
Usher, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Common, and Train scheduled to perform during a free Global Citizen 2015 Earth Day rally today on the Mall in Washington. That rally coincides with meetings at the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund also being held in Washington. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.